Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Rachel Metz. OpenAI is showing off a new tool that makes ChatGPT even more user-friendly. It's called Operator. Rachel, what can you tell us about Operator?
Hi. Well, Operator is an AI agent that helps users do things like book flights, you could order food, you could fill out forms with it. It's essentially meant to take over some of the tasks that people might not be that excited to do via a virtual web browser. So it's kind of like what you would already be doing on a website, but it's intended to take a lot of those actions on your behalf.
Oh, it's kind of like a personal assistant. Can I tell Operator I want to fly from San Francisco to New York on such and such a date, and it will take care of that?
Sort of. You can. It is not meant to do everything autonomously, at least at this point. It can give you. It can present you with a bunch of possible flights, for instance, and then it could complete the booking process for you. If you gave it your credit card info, you'd have to put in some financial information, like on a website where you're going to buy it, for instance. And it would alert you and ask if it's okay before completing a purchase. But yes, it can complete purchases.
Yeah, you said the magic words there, credit card number. Are there any drawbacks, like privacy concerns, with a system like this?
Absolutely. I mean, I think with a system like this that can act on people's behalf, there are definitely a lot of new safety and security risks that people need to be aware of. I mean, there's potential for AI to make mistakes, for it to be misused. So OpenAI said that it has put in a lot of different safeguards to prevent problems. Certain websites are blocked. It should reject requests to do things that it should not be doing. And also it will, you know, keep it, it will certainly force people to do certain things, provide payment information, for instance, filling out a CAPTCHA, and it will not do certain things such as banking. At this point in time, it cannot be used for a lot of financial type websites and services.
OpenAI says that this will initially be available for pro users who now pay a subscription. How much is that subscription, and do we know when it might be available for everyone to use?
Yeah, so I think part of what OpenAI is doing here is they want to release this, but they want it to be extremely limited in how it's being used and who's using it. The pro users are people who are paying $200 a month for access to a certain high level of OpenAI product usage. It covers a whole bunch of their products right now, including this one. But that's, you know, going to be a self-selecting group. It's not going to be a ton of people, and it's also just going to be pro users that are based in the U.S. So I think that'll basically give them time to see how people are using it, what people are doing with it, without having it be a hugely rolled out product. And then they are planning over time to bring it to other paying users.
Rachel, are people really ready to use AI like this? Let it do so much of their daily tasks?
I mean, I think we need to be realistic about what these systems can do at this point. I think some people are ready to use it to offload some tasks, especially things that are not that fun to do, but that have to be done. Like I mentioned, filling out forms earlier. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that I would love to not have to deal with. However, I understand that there's a lot of sensitivity there when it comes to personal data. I think OpenAI has also acknowledged that as well. But we also need to think about, well, realistically, what can these systems do? We know that at this point, it's still very early days. So I think it's going to take a lot of time and people trying these things out to figure out what are these tools actually good for? What can they actually do versus what do they fall flat on?
Okay, we've been talking about Operator, which works with OpenAI's ChatGPT. Any other companies working on something similar like this?
Yeah, so Anthropic, which is a rival of OpenAI's and a company created by a bunch of former OpenAI employees, they released a similar computer using agent product last year at this point. Microsoft has its own version of an AI agent. And there are also a bunch of startups, particularly ones that are focused on using such AI agent skills as software helpers. So things that can do some somewhat autonomous work on coding.
Fascinating information. Rachel, thank you. That's Bloomberg's Rachel Metz. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.